Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
3,000. What year was it when I said I would be cutting back, though? There was the one year where I made the huge leap into fantasy and went from maybe like 10 teams to more than 100.
It feels like 2 years ago to me.
I think it's more.
Yeah. Okay.
But whatever it is, like, that has not really happened. That's not really.
No, I'm not under the impression that ever really happened. No.
Fantasy reduction surgery.
It was a nice effort. No, I'm gonna quit drinking tomorrow, is what that sounded like to me.
That's also an idea. Yes, I've just counted, like, I'm at 60 that are done on just the one site. I know it's more on other sites. And I was just on the clock in one, and the first name by ADP that's available is Anthony Richardson. It just like crushes me every time when I see his name. Davis Maddock, one of my co-hosts on ADP Chasing, put on Twitter, over under future starts for Anthony Richardson, 4.5. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Dunn with us on the Wester Hotline. GoLongTD.com, not to start, didn't mean to, with a sad one, Tyler, but Richardson, I mean, is that over? He's got the shoulder thing now again. You've got to maybe question whether he can, you know, physically do this, and they've got Daniel Jones there who might have been in line to beat him out anyway. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all over for Anthony Richardson. What a cautionary tale on so many levels. I mean, you look at the football alone. He started one season in Gainesville, and it wasn't pretty. And that's the dangers of the pre-draft cycle, right? Like, remember how everybody could just package, hell, I did it myself. You package 3-4 moments, Anthony Richardson moments, and you could talk yourself into them, right? The Josh Allen comparisons were even getting thrown around, like, oh, you can improve accuracy. It can happen. Well, not everybody is going to work like Josh Allen and be surrounded with the right people like Josh Allen. And Anthony Richardson just never had it. But also, I think what he lacked more than anything was just maturity. You know, you hear a lot of bad stuff around Anthony Richardson, like the way he was behaving down at the Manning camp and got in trouble there and got in trouble with – the law shortly after that. I mean, it was just a whole series of events. I might have it backwards there, but he just never really learned from his transgressions, and that really should have been a red flag.
And then there's the not really knowing how football works. If you're the quarterback, you don't tap out in the middle of a drive because you're tired, right? Like that was just...
That's fair.
That feels to me like the biggest thing to overcome. Like, we talked a little bit about him yesterday, not in any kind of real serious way, but like, what about as a backup? Like, would you ever consider it? And the biggest concern I would have is, does he lack like common sense football knowledge in some way that like you just would not be able to trust him to know how to do all the right things?
Exactly. And I think like the whole tapping out of that game, quitting on your teammates, it's one thing to do it, but I think the way he even kind of conducted himself after that, there was like a press conference shortly after that where he basically said in so many words like, yeah, I'm going to start showing up early. That's kind of what DeForest Buckner and the vets want me to do. It's like you shouldn't need the veterans to tell you to do that, right? It's like our fathers shouldn't tell us that we need to take the trash out as kids. We should just do it. You see something around us, you do it. And if your quarterback needs to be poked and prodded and gently nudged that direction, that's a problem. And yeah, just to kind of clarify what I said earlier, this is what Bob McGinn's reporting last year at our site. So, you know, in April of 2022, Richardson received a ticket for going 105 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone at 4:11 a.m. outside of Gainesville. You know, 4:11, that's usually when everything's happening, right, guys? And then
maybe in Gainesville.
He pled no contest. He was ordered to complete a traffic safety course, write an essay, pay $349. 2 months later, at the Manning Passing Academy, he was apparently drunk. Police got angry when he leaned on their squad car. Manning staffers kind of whisked him away in a van, and Richardson screaming obscenities at them while he was leaving the scene. Like, 2 months later, so I don't know. Like, something like that could be quite a red flag for a team like Indianapolis picking at the top of the draft.
I'm just going to just admit that I didn't know much or any of that when I said I would have taken him one overall that year, by the way.
I think Ryan Poles would have, too. I heard that this week. He really liked Anthony Richardson, and, you know, they traded out, obviously.
Yeah. You know, I like the idea of Tyler just taking out the garbage as a kid without even being told to. Like, we're all dads. The thing, there are lots of those, you know, brush your teeth. There are lots of those things where you can't believe maybe that you're telling your kids that you have to remind them to do it because you feel like, how bad a job am I doing as a parent if I have to actually? But the weirdest one is to have to tell them to eat. Because, like... Just creatures just know how to eat. They're born. They have to eat to survive. They just know to do it. Birds know how to eat. They know. There's no class. There's no mom telling them to eat before they go flying to the next tree.
I want
to
keep this complaint in my pocket until your kids turn 20. Because let me tell you, my boys have no trouble remembering to eat.
Okay, well. Every morning. Did you eat something?
Like, where'd everything go?
Did you eat something?
Where did everything go? I hate living here. That's me and my
no
fridge.
Problem here. He lives at our pantry. We are prying Sonny away from the pantry. We should definitely put a lock on it a long time ago.
My son is a very good eater, but that includes once in a while, like, there'll be a completely empty tub of frosting. I mean, just he will eat his vegetables. He's a good eater, but just the why should you ever have to tell kids that they need to eat? Tyler Dunn on the West Shore Hotline. So, gotta do it. I don't even know if this annoys you. Maybe it annoys you. Aaron Rodgers stuff. So that article, Bleacher Report, then of yours was in 2019. That we're sort of like, oh my God, this is really what Aaron Rodgers is like. I mean, Tyler is the term a seminal piece. Whatever that means. So I wonder if you what you would say to this, because we were talking about Rodgers in here a day or two ago, naturally, and one or both of us might have said, like, it started with Tyler's article. And I wonder, would you say that? What was known or kind of like the inside baseball on Rodgers' reputation before you? I mean, for better or worse, I mean, that's not right. I exposed him. I mean, I think that article did that. And I wonder, like, I don't remember what we knew about Rodgers before that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Now, I think that he was pretty incubated, like a lot of star players are. And look, he's, I don't want to take anything away from the player. I mean, four-time MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer. At his peak, I mean, I was fortunate to watch and cover Aaron Rodgers for 5 years out there at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I mean, he's an unbelievable talent. I think that maybe even goes back a little further. I think first year at Bleacher Report was in 2016. I did a Rodgers story that year after I heard from somebody, let's just say, in his inner circle, perhaps his best friend for many years, kind of just unload on Aaron and detailed, all right, well, he cut off all of his family at the end of 2014. And I think a lot of people thought it was Olivia Munn. Like, she was the driving force there that kind of created this wedge, his girlfriend at the time. It's hard to keep track of everybody he's been with since. But, you know, that's when we reported then, like, Aaron and Olivia sent all the Christmas presents back to the family. And she basically said, like, don't contact Aaron again. They love their son, the mom and dad. They're visiting Lambeau, buying their own tickets on StubHub just to be around. Skipped out on one of his best friends from college's wedding, like, right before. He didn't go to his grandfather's funeral, who he was really close to. There's a lot in there, and I think that definitely was shocking to a lot of folks. And then a few years later, you hear some more of the football stuff on what kind of leader he is or lack thereof. The relationship with Mike McCarthy that was never really that good, even though they won a Super Bowl early on. And yeah, I think you report on that stuff, you write that stuff, and you expect what Aaron did, and he went scorched earth, as is his right. And I just knew that over time, you know, more of this stuff was going to come out. He's very stubborn, and he still hasn't talked to any of his close friends or family, and they don't really know why. I don't think anybody really knows why. He can hold a grudge unlike anybody I've ever seen in sports, and it's part of what makes him really good. He can kind of, you know, use a slight or even create a slight out of thin air and lean into that and create enemies and play really well. But I just think physically he's so diminished at this point. I don't know. I think Pittsburgh's just really getting all the bad stuff. You're getting a quarterback who's going to win you 7-8 games max, and you're looking for a quarterback next spring. Like, it's just not – the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore. Green Bay put up with it. They knew all this stuff that I wrote. Of course they did. They put up with it, though, because he was so damn good.
Yeah.
Well, not good anymore. He's maybe like the 21st or 22nd best quarterback in the league. So, I don't know. Have fun, Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan. It's not going to end well.
Yeah. It almost feels a little bit to me like, and I said it this way the other day, Tyler, I don't think there's ever been a bigger disparity for me as a fan. From liking a guy or even loving a guy, admiring a player, to despising him. That is what has happened for me as a fan with Aaron Rodgers. And it almost feels like that you did that piece on him in 2019, and he just decided to go full supervillain. Like, okay, now everybody knows all this stuff, so I'm just going to lean into it, right? So, like, let me unleash all the conspiracy theories and all the stuff. I'm just going. And I don't know, in a way, like, if that's who he really is, then, you know, go ahead, fly your flag. But it just seems like once the veil got lifted, he just, rather than hide from it, I think he just sort of leaned into it.
You're right, Bulldog. I mean, I think, look, he doesn't really have – think about anybody listening, and you guys as well. What's like our foundation in life? Most people, it's a loved one. It's a parent. It's a brother. It's family, all right, or religion. And he doesn't really have either, I don't think. I remember Mina Kimes wrote a story. She met up with Aaron around the same time of those stories that I did at Bleacher Report, and it was all about how he's kind of on this spiritual journey, and I don't really know what he believes, but it's not like one foundational thing. He doesn't really have family. I guess he's got a lot of yes men, yes women, hanger-ons, that kind of stuff. But my point being, I think like the foundation for him is kind of that, like what people think about him, it matters deeply to him in crafting the narrative of his career. Like, he wants to take that back and control it and drive it certain directions, and it can be a pretty powerful thing on a football field. Hell, he won two more MVPs. He took him to the conference championship game. He played really well at times. But I don't know. I just feel like there's something lost there, and I don't know if he'll get it back.
I mean, shouldn't joke about this, but when you mentioned how his parents don't even know what they did wrong, I'm thinking like, well, maybe he feels like they just told him to he needed to eat one too many times. I mean, maybe he got sick of the dad telling him it's important to eat something. Drink your water before a game. That's it. I'm out. Shouldn't joke about it. Tyler Dunn on the Western Hotline. I texted Tyler this morning, irrespective of our plans to chat here, because I was listening to a podcast, School of Scott. Scott Barrett, he's been on with us. Theo Greminger, he's been on with us. And a guest named Max Toscano, who was really impressive going in on tight ends. I'm like, tight ends, Tyler, he wrote the book, literally. So I texted Tyler, like, do you know about this guy, Max Toscano? And you did. And right after I sent you that text, I hadn't finished the podcast yet. And then he mentioned your name. He was talking about the book and John Mackey and different things, like comparing certain players through the years and also from a fantasy perspective. So I thought that was really cool. What an interesting time at that position. Can you always say that? I don't know. But Bowers rookie year, Tyler was off the charts. McBride is right there. And we've got Kincaid. And this particular analyst was not optimistic overall for Kincaid, partly because, or largely even because, Tyler, he's kind of blocked here by Knox and by Shakir. Do you have a particular thought on whether you'd bet on Kincaid to even come close to justifying first-round pick status?
Oh, man, if I had the answer for that. I still like Dalton Kincaid a lot. I know we've talked about him a few times this offseason, and we're trying to figure out, okay, they want him to beef up and put on some muscle, but also, didn't you draft this guy to kind of run that seam route and get between those two safeties and make an athletic play downfield? I don't, after sitting down with Brandon Bean for that one-on-one, and I don't know, what can you gain from an OTA practice? You're not going to get the play-by-play stuff out of me. A little ridiculous what it's become throughout the country with these padless voluntary practices, but he does look a little stronger, and boy, Joe Brady had a lot of good things to say on how he was living in the weight room. I think there is a needle to thread there, and is he going to be the next George Kittle, Rob Gronkowski, all-time great? Probably not, and a lot of it is that everyone eats, everybody's kind of getting a slice of the pie here in the offense, but he should be your go-to weapon with where he was drafted, with how they're going to use him. I think that he does take a huge step this season. I think that PCL injury really affected him more than any of us even knew. I mean, he was playing through a lot of pain, and I've talked to players who've dealt with a similar injury. Man, that's hard. There's a lot of guys that really do shut that down, let it heal for a month, and then return, and he was playing through it, and he probably shouldn't have, right? Like, looking back, I don't want to put words in his mouth. He probably realizes now he should have taken a little time off, let that thing heal. But if he's healthy, if he's stronger, if they figure out a way to use him better, I don't see how he wouldn't take a huge step in year three.
I think it's really interesting to think about how, I mean, everyone could have their fun with how Bean handled himself with our morning show and take sides and whatever. I think one thing that Bean did accomplish there that I don't know if it was intended, certainly he you know, I respect him feeling proud and even defiant about the guys he has and defending his guys. But the heat is really on Kincaid and Coleman and Josh Palmer to, like, show up and be noticed. Because, like, Bean – and like, it would have been that way anyway, but I feel like Bean, if that pot was, you know, just at a simmer, he turned it up to a boil.
You're right. I've gotten the same sense speaking with Brandon, too. I think he owns that, too. He knows, like, he'll be judged by – how these top picks pan out. And, you know, we could talk for hours about the GM and what makes a good GM a bad GM. He nailed quarterback, and that buys you a lot of time. And he's nailed some mid-round picks and some veteran signings, too. I mean, go back and look at Hall of Famer Ron Wolf's draft picks. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it. He's in Canton. His first-round picks aren't that great. I mean, really. But he did so well in the mid-rounds. He pulled off some really smart trades. But Brandon has said himself, like, let's have this conversation a year, 2 years from now. And he's right. Like, you can't draw a conclusion on either Dalton Kincaid or Keon Coleman. But man, look at the players drafted around both guys and the receivers last year. I mean, did you have a chance to maybe move up for Brian Thomas? Is Ladd McConkey a stud? These guys have to perform, and to his credit, he knows they have to perform. I mean, that there's a reason that both he and Sean McDermott put it out there right when the season's over, 48 hours later. Keon Coleman's got to respond better when he comes back from an injury. Dalton Kincaid, we need him a little stronger. They know it because they need both players to perform.
What are you working on now, Tyler?
So I was hoping to have it out today, but wanted to take a little more time on it. Tomorrow morning, I'll have a story at GoAlongTD.com on Darrington Evans.
Oh.
I don't know. You know, it's OTAs. It's 90 guys on all these teams. I'm looking at a Bills practice. I'm like, holy hell, this guy, he's been bouncing around the NFL forever. He's been, you know, 10 different stops since 2020. It's crazy when you look at, you know, he's been, this is his third time he signed with the Bills. He's been to Chicago 2-3 times, Miami, Indianapolis, all over the place. So I just kind of picked him off after practice, and we chatted for over, I don't know, a half hour or so, and he absolutely has a journey to share. There's a reason he's able to keep going, and you can see why Buffalo would want him around.
I love that. I think fate, it's so fickle, especially maybe with running backs more than any other position, where who knows, somebody's got like a slight muscle pull or something, and they don't have the draft capital, and there's a lot there, but team isn't invested, and it just doesn't show. There's too good of an incumbent. So many different variables out of your control. And then with each team that you leave that kind of gives up on you, so to speak, it's that much harder to make a, you know, get a footprint. And a guy like this, I think there are probably lots of guys like this who maybe, what's Ty Johnson?
Right. You know, I was just thinking of him, Mike and Tyler. Like, Darrington Evans might think, that could have been me.
Yep.
How close, you know? Like, just right on the edge.
Yeah.
There is something to be said, too, when a guy gets caught at any point of the year, whether it's the, you know, January to the spring to training camp, final roster cuts. And you know, I always chalk it up as a lot of, like, GM speak, coach speak, dribble. When, you know, we're going to continue the relationship. We had a good talk with them. This doesn't mean goodbye forever.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Bills, they do welcome back a lot of players. Like, the relationship continues. I mean, I don't want to get the whole story away, but Darrington Evans went through a really traumatic moment in his life last year. And when he was in Chicago, Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, he's got enough to worry about in his life. He's calling Darrington about this thing that happened in his life. They're speaking regularly, standing with Sean McDermott, Dr. Dez, the team psychologist. There's a really strong infrastructure in Buffalo, and it applies to players who aren't even on the team, like, after they leave. So, yeah, they brought him back. Who knows if he'll have a role? James Cook isn't around, so, yeah, maybe he does. But it was really, really cool talking to him.
D.E.V. as Joe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Brady called him the other day. Do you need permission to call guys on other teams?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think
good.
A personal relationship matters, right?
I think it does, too. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I just don't know that – I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Can Brandon Bean just call Aaron Rodgers if he's friends with Aaron or anybody else? Can he just – I guess the rules would be the same. Anyway, something for me to figure out on my own time. Tyler has given us enough of his. Thank you, as always, and enjoy your weekend.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Let's do it again soon.
Okay. I mean, like, Tyler doesn't know we're going to call him next week.
Right.
It'll be soon.
Won't be us. It'll be
careful
the morning show. Somebody will be tapping them.
Careful with that, Tyler. We're all over Tyler Dunn. 803-0550. On Bean and the idea, like, measuring him, the draft picks and everything else, I'd like to fill that out. You can't exactly ask, has he done a good job? Right? Like, that seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
But is he really going to be judged by the likes of Kincaid and Coleman? Let's explore that. Lines are open for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
My only thing I would say, I wish he had finished the season stronger, but we had honest, direct conversations with Keon. He's a young player. You know, we got to remember he's 21 years old. Some of the guys that get drafted in the first round are 24, 25, things like that. So let's give him a little grace here. His career will not be defined by one season, and he did some good things. He has a skill set that we think will play well in this offense.
That's going back a ways. Just after the season ended, Brandon Bean on Keon Coleman. Sure, players get drafted that are older. Dalton Kincaid is one of them. I think he would have been 23, but still old for like a player, you know, that draft capital, a little bit. And I think I'm right about that. He'll be 26 in October, Kincaid, so third season.
Yeah, that tracks.
He's still a year older than Kyle Pitts.
Right.
That'll never change.
Right. That's how time works, yeah.
So, if just because it's come up, I'll say it again. That's kind of what we do. Here is my analysis of the Coleman pick and that draft by Bean. And okay, so they traded out, and Kansas City picked Xavier Worthy. I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him for trading with Kansas City. A lot of people do. I think you do. I don't. You like the player, too.
Right, that was the guy I wanted the Bills to pick. So, yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I have the right to like just give it a pass.
That's fine. Doesn't look like a bad call.
No.
But I like that they did that, but I would have liked a better trade. I mean, they really didn't kill in that trade. It was kind of a push, but you get an extra player out of it. So many receivers that everybody had ranked in a different order. Fine. Then it's pick 32 and they trade that pick to Carolina for pick 33 and Carolina picks Leggett. I didn't need Leggett. I didn't need Ricky Pearsall who went at 31. I definitely didn't need them to trade up for Brian Thomas who looks great. I really can't tell you that I liked any particular guy so much that I just would have ignored the phone ringing and done that. What I wanted was, after you made those two moves, to sit on the perch at pick 33 to start Friday night, and with all day Friday to field offers, again, you still have McConkey and Coleman and Polk, who hasn't hit, and Mitchell, who really hasn't hit, and a few others. You still had as many options just at wide receiver alone that maybe there was one more move there. I guess I can't, I don't want to assume that there was, but I mean, every pick probably has an offer made for it. And so I would have wanted that, but I can't even tell you that, because I think this is wrong to do. I can't even tell you that, well, they should have picked McConkey. Look how good McConkey is. Some are telling you McConkey, who did I just read, wrote this, had a better year than Brian Thomas did,
mm-hmm.
or that Neighbors did.
Yeah.
But too much of an overlap,
yeah,
I think.
I was worried about McConkey being relegated to, like, being most effective in the slot. Now, as it turns out, they picked a player that a lot of analysts think would be most effective in the slot, in Coleman, a big slot player. But look, the analysts don't have to be right. Like, you know, a lot of the data, sure, it can lead you in a direction, but we're, you know, Bean is right to say you're living in a town with an outlier of a quarterback who, like, all the data told you was going to be a disaster, and all he's become is one of the very best players we've ever seen play the position. So, you know, I didn't love the Coleman pick. Like, I liked him early in the process and then kind of soured on him because of a lot of the data. Like, I don't know if this really is the best fit for what I think they need, which is speed, which is why I was so crushing on Worthy and wanted him so badly. But all that said, like, Coleman still has an opportunity with his skill set, the run after catch stuff. I think there's a player in there. We'll see if he can put it together and stay healthy. I'm far from, I would say, worried about him. I guess.
Worried, though, what's the context? Like, what kind of a...
Like, worried that it's going to work, worried that they're really going to be short. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to smash, but I think he could be a useful, effective player in a model that really is built on not relying on one guy to be, you know, the guy. So, you know, I think maybe with those parameters, you know, maybe it can work. We'll see, but I did not like the trade, and I will, like, that's going to be in the holster, you know, for me. And I do really think that Bean, and this is fine, this is maybe the thing you can like the most about it, and I think a lot of fans did, whether, again, they're making fun of us or Jer or whatever in the process, but you can like your GM putting himself out there like that. I generally do. You know, I think what he's doing, he's putting his name on it. His name's already on it, but he's making sure you know, I did this, and I believe in this. I like when guys do that because it's you're putting yourself out there, and if it doesn't work, the blowback is going to be more. Like, you're inviting more scrutiny and criticism by doing it. And that's the point I just made to Tyler last segment. Like, I think he's sort of turned the heat up on his guys and himself by taking the position that he took and being so defiant about it. And, you know, that's not to say that the guys have to mind that, or maybe they don't even really, I'm sure they know about it. I'd be surprised, I guess, if they didn't know about it. I shouldn't say I'm sure, but I'd be surprised if they didn't know that their GM was, it just made the rounds everywhere. It was a very hard thing to avoid in the world of the NFL when Bean did that. I mean, it went viral. So, really, he's put... A bullseye is wrong, but he's turned the heat up and the attention on whether he's got enough there. And the key guys for that are all the guys that you would think to mention. Like, he's bragging about the investment he made in Josh Palmer, you know, as evidence. And I don't know, I know it's $12 million, and you didn't like the amount. That's a very modest receiver signing in the NFL. Like, that's a guy. That's not a stud. That's just a guy. And so, but he's the heat's on him to show that he's worth that or even better than that. And then Coleman and Kincaid likewise. Like, you guys got to come through in part because your GM just sort of laid it out. Like, I got enough. These are my guys. My team's on the floor. You guys can stick it with your complaining. Okay.
You kind of like the from Napoleon
book. It's got to work now, you know? And again, like, I didn't love all of how all that went, but in general, I'm here for a guy being defiant about the job. You think I'm not doing a good job? I am doing a good job. I'm going to tell you how. This is how. And now it's time for those guys to go prove them right. And that's very interesting to me.
What's interesting, too, is as it's been, everybody gets to decide how this is going to be judged or measured. Like, Joshua Palmer may not catch 40 passes. Like, what's a good year for Joshua Palmer? And you can show me again, like, the $12 million is not actually that much. And, you know, maybe it's 50. It's not going to break records, whatever Palmer is. So some will make that call based on those stats. You can maybe also do it based on timing, right? Like if he's a touchdown guy or if it's in the biggest games, you know, you're going to have that. Yes, it's only 39 catches, but this, and this. So you can do it that way. And then I think there's also, of course, the team outcome.
Sure, like last year.
Like last year. That's right. That's how we're in this predicament, if you will. Because to Bean, he's miffed that setting the franchise record in points and winning 15 games was, like, not satisfactory. Well, how can he say that? Like, that's kind of how he was that day. How can you say that? I'm sick of hearing this. What did we just do?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's merit to, as high of a bar as it is, if it's that game in Kansas City or in some other game this year, do you have the player that you're going to need when you're playing against the best teams in the biggest games? They've spent the most time preparing for you. And what happened last year in Kansas City, as, again, tough as this is, was you didn't. I mean, for as good as they were, you didn't. By the way, on that game, by the way, and how it ended, we were talking about Kincaid on ADP chasing this week. What happened, I might have mentioned this to you. I went at it from, I'm kind of maybe like Bean a little bit. I'm sort of tired of hearing how bad he is all the time over here in the fantasy community. And, you know, they broke it down and ended up kind of talking me back out of him. Not that he's bad, but just like his production is really capped by everything else that's happened. And Pat Kareem described his drop on that fourth down play in Kansas City as egregious. And I don't think that was egregious.
I don't think it was that bad. I don't think it was egregious either. I think it was a drop. But I think a play like that ends up being really just a broken play and a wobbly heave. It's a tough catch.
But it could have
been made. It should count as a drop. I'm not even positive that it went down as a drop, but it should.
I'll give you a hot take. I don't think the Andrews drop was egregious.
Really?
As a known Lamar Jackson apologist, it's just like a little, it was low. He had to dive. He's at the sideline. Yep.
He had to reach. Yeah.
He had to think about it.
Down, sort of off balance to get, the ball was not on target.
It was just low.
Yeah.
And makeable, is that a drop? Of course it is.
Yep.
But I don't know. That's a word I would reserve for like the big, obvious. How did you not catch that?
It's an easier catch than the Kincaid catch, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that too.
If I were rating them. Sure. But
just go down and get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kincaid's got to contort.
Right.
Dalton can contort.
Oh.
Dalton contort.
Wow.
On that one play. Timeout, right after that, of course. 803-0550, the number, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. It's become a Friday staple. Reverse AFC power rankings. How about it? Top of the hour. Scott Metcalf, former Sabre for a dozen or more, I think 17 games, was kind of, I mean, he was a rock star in Rochester.
Yeah, he was a long time Amherst. Yeah.
Dead at the age of 58. Maybe you were at the roast. It was Rob Ray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rob and Metcalf were...
They were tight, yeah.
In Rochester.
Yeah, and then... Metcalf was here for Rob's night at the arena here this past season. And yeah, Metcalf, my recollection of Rob's roast was that Metcalf was the star of the show. Wasn't like the biggest name, obviously he was mostly a career minor leaguer, but he crushed it at that roast. Just great stories on Rob. They were roommates, like just great stuff from him. So, yeah, tough, very tough, very, very, very tough.
Also played for the Sheffield Steelers in England.
England, okay.
Metcalf. So, 19 NHL games, 17 with Buffalo, one goal. New Year's Eve, 1988, in the odd versus Philadelphia. So, Tucks and Pucks, probably. That was like right in the Tucks and Pucks era. Do I need to explain Tucks and Pucks?
Did you say it was New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Then no, you don't have to explain
Tucks and Pucks. It's kind of self-evident what Tucks and Pucks is. You wear a tuxedo, you get tickets, right? Or you just wear the tuxedo.
I think you just wear the tuxedo. I don't think you qualify for free tickets by wearing the tuxedo. Okay. It was just a thing that like fans sort of leaned into. And you could get maybe a deal with the rental if you had tickets to the game or something like that. But it was, you know, we're going to the hockey game and it's New Year's Eve. Let's wear the tuxedo, Tux and Pucks.
And then right over to Garcia's.
Right.
So Metcalf scored in this game against the Flyers. Sabres lost the game. And he was in a fight, too.
That doesn't sound like him.
Which he also got an instigating minor for. Mm. But in those days, you didn't get thrown out for an instigating penalty. Like later, they would come to throw you out of the game for being the instigator. He was in a fight with a player named Derek Smith. Not The former Saber who that was earlier in time.
And that wasn't his style of game at all anyway.
No, this is Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, Smith, who Metcalf fought in a Sabres uniform. Would Derek Smith, if you will, our Derek Smith, we've seen him a number of times through the years, alumni stuff.
Yeah.
Would he ever have been in a fight? Come on, it can't be no.
It probably, I would say he probably was. Yeah, he's enough in the era where...
You had to have been.
Yeah, guys would have had to. Yeah. I wonder if this guy that Metcalf fought, like, he's not a name that is very familiar to me. It is, but it isn't. I mean, I don't know. I don't recall this player, but I'll bet that they fought in the minors a bunch of times.
Okay.
And they're both here in the NHL. Like, all right, let's do it. You know, let's give them the show.
Okay. Might be wrong here.
Oh.
Derek Smith's career high in penalty minutes, 16. Everything's an even number here. 8, 16, 12, 10, 12. Maybe I'm not sure that's a fight.
16 could have been two fights and three minors.
I know. There is math that makes it possible.
There's a way to get there. Yeah.
But
yeah, maybe
what would
not.
You guess? 79 games, 16 penalty minutes?
Yeah. That doesn't sound like someone who would have gotten in a fight.
I've got no problem with him if he never was.
No, me either. It has been a while since I've seen him, but I've been invited to play in the Sabre alumni golf tournament this year, so I'm expecting I will see Derek Smith for the first time in a couple of years. Anyways,
well, you can find out for sure.
Yeah,
maybe. Reverse AFC power rankings next on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.